It's not your fault. No one has taught you this. So let's agree on what we'll call powerful in this article, shall we? Power is measured with the speed at which we take a thing from A to B. To make things happen. Most of us don't take many things from A to B. So we pretend that we do. We lie about it. And we pretend to be faster than we are. While we are doing none of the taking a thing from A to B. We talk. We look busy. And we do busybodying. Advising others, lording over others. It doesn't seem to be connected to the rest of the topic, but it does. Hold back your complaints. Please. Why are we so bad at getting better? At anything, including getting better health-wise. This is what I wanted to write about today, because it really bothers me. I discovered last night that one of my clients has her fourth recurrence of her deadly illness. And my hunch is, doctors' premature death and suicide statistics show they have this same issue. Both as providers and patients. Convalescence used to be central to medicine. Convalescence is a process. It is time spent recovering from an illness or medical treatment, recuperation. Often a long process. Your main issue is healed, but you are not well yet. Your numbers may be saying you are, but you are not. It is like using superglue. The broken parts are seemingly reattached, but it takes time for the glue to mature, so it won't break. We don't talk about it anymore, and we don't practice it. We look at healing as a 0 to 100 instantly. It isn't. Some 90% of Americans report going to work while feeling unwell. 80% of cardiac patients skip rehabilitation programs that are proven to aid in their recoveries. Whether by choice, obligation, or necessity, many of us rush back to daily life at half strength, neglecting the sleep, downtime, or follow-up care that could help us recover. Often, our jobs and families and responsibilities feel as high stakes as any playoff game, and we either can't afford to take a break or are conditioned not to. My clients included. Actually, my clients also include the people who grit their teeth and say, "I am not ill." And then they die, according to my health measurements. So the ones that get healing first are somewhat smarter, but not by much. There are exceptions. People who keep their changed diet, their changed attitude after the healing. Their lifestyle changes. Not many. Frown. And like a person who had, say, a tendon operation, hurts his tendon again as soon as he goes back to play sports, seemingly healed, my healed clients go back to their old habits that made them ill in the first place. And because healing includes convalescence and changed habits, they get the same illness again, except this time it is more aggressive. Like some clients, of a client's mother who got COVID 3 times. She is 83 years old. WTF was she thinking? The archetype is, the one needing help goes around providing help and then drops dead. Some clients need to be needed so much, that they cannot be healed. One client I had to order to complete bed rest, before the healing could even take. She has gotten her old illness back now for the 3rd time. And, of course, she doesn't even use the tool I have provided, the big bundle. I am going to say something really hurtful. Maybe I should just let you die. Maybe the world will be a better place without you in it. The picture of self-abusing, self-destructive people gets even more somber in comparison. Client K, although his numbers said, the illness is gone, continues using the big bundle, reported yesterday, so far I have still been using the big bundle and I no longer notice the issue of blood. His health number is 30% now. He says, in terms of my 30% health I have you to thank for that. The healing is worth its weight in gold. During the healing my skin cleared up temporarily and there was an inner peace that came over me that was unbelievable. I also feel that my trust in you helped even when I mentioned some lingering symptoms I was not overly concerned about. I just told myself that I will just have to continue to use the big bottle. That is a very powerful energy that comes through you as to completely be healed in 6 days instead of 10. I will continue using the big bundle, as I feel that you got all of my numbers up high enough that it is easier with using the big bundle to push my health numbers up to 30%. The clients that fall ill again don't trust. They considered themselves the arbiter of the universe, and no one else. And like many prominent people who have considered themselves the arbiter of the universe, they are megalomaniacs, little local versions of tyrants, as if the world needs more of those. Humility is not thinking of yourself less, meaning saying bad things about yourself, calling yourself names, beating yourself up. That is not humility. That is more of the same. No, humility is not thinking of yourself. Not putting yourself front and center in every picture. It is not about you. Almost literally nothing much is about you. Possibility of a project is not about you. You may benefit, but it's not about you. Having everything be about you is a big burden. Maybe that is why how much you consider that everything is about you makes you ill. When I look at the list of the clients with the same illness, there is only one thing they have in common, that their about me score is steadily at 100%. About me is an attitude. It is to what degree you are concerned about yourself. How other people see you. And because it is 24/7, it weakens your immune system, because instead of keeping you well, it has to deal with your emotional shitstorms. And if your about me number is 100%, you need to have one goal and only one goal in life, is to reduce that number. Reduce how much and how often you think of yourself. You consider everything an imposition on your time, on your energies, on yourself is what prevents you from actually getting better. The big bundle is a big imposition. Whether you use it 24/7 like myself, or just at night, it is an imposition. It questions your king or queen status. And that is your problem. So when the threat is strong to your health, you may surrender for a few days. But surrendering forever? To life? Hell no. You say? And the most potent healing energy ever provided can't help you, it is sidelined. One of my clients is pushing it on her husband. While she needs it but doesn't do it. It is, again, a question of integrity. Remember Gandhi? He didn't advise the little boy to stop eating sugar until he himself stopped. That is integrity. That is authenticity. And when you ask someone to do something that you don't, you have no integrity. If you have an issue with trust, you are probably ignorant. It turned out my doubt was due to ignorance on my part, says a person in one of the articles on my site. And when I look, lack of trust is doubt. And almost everything we see in others, or outside of us comes from us. We project our most protected self on others. If you are full of shit, you see everyone is full of shit. So you contributing your 2 cents worth is okay. After all, they are all worthless bozos too. One of the hallmarks of high about me score is to seek out people who, in your view, are less than you. And then lord over them. Tell them what to do. At least in some areas of life where you do feel superior. One of my 100% about me clients has a partner who is superior to her in his achievements, professionally. So she lords over him about food. But she is the one who ends up on death's row. Not him. And this is a typical picture, by the way. The same thing was said about assholes back in the 70s and early 80s. They were the ones who got it and tried to lord over others who didn't. I am talking about the S training. The precursor of landmark education. And it also happens in every cult. The initiates feel superior to everyone else. To the degree that they feel they have the right to abuse them. When your about me is high, higher than 30%, you are a puppet on a string, made to dance by the self-concern, the opponent. You have no freedom, you have no choice. So what should you do now that I have dumped all this on your lap? It is never a mistake to get checked again. And if you don't have the big bundle, or you don't use it, use it. Get your health and/or spiritual measurements.